Okay, let's dive in. You've got this stack of source material for us. Looks like a really interesting document.
Yeah, it's a weekly review and schedule from Wishroom School. Came from the superintendent, Ty Churchwell, and it covers the very end of May and the first bit of June 2025.
Right, end of May, start of June.
Yep.
Always a hectic time for schools.
Exactly. So our mission here is to kind of unpack this, see what it tells us about the energy and focus at Wishroom during this crunch time.
Get a feel for the pulse of the place right before summer hits.
That's the idea. So looking back first, that week of May 26th to the 30th,
Okay.
the superintendent's message itself kind of sets the tone. It's all about, wrapping things up, heading into the final stretch.
Finishing strong, celebrating what the students have done. You can feel that push already.
Totally. And you see it reflected in the specific activities, like student achievements were huge that week.
Huh?
Senior presentations, for instance, they weren't just one event. The schedule shows them Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh, right. 3 days at the
Yeah.
same time each day.
Yep.
1:15 p.m. The document notes they presented with confidence and pride. It's framed as showing their growth, character, creativity. It's clearly a big deal for them.
A major milestone, for sure. And that wasn't all, was it? There was sports happening, too.
Yeah, simultaneously, high school track and field athletes went to the state meet in Eugene.
Eugene, okay.
And this was for both Lyle and Wishroom athletes, presented as a, quote, huge accomplishment, highlighting their effort, their resilience.
Sportsmanship, all that. And that meet ran Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's right. So while some seniors are presenting, others are competing at state level. Lots going on.
And wasn't there something for the younger track kids too?
Good catch. Junior High Track Awards. They're actually off-site Tuesday evening at a place called Spookies.
Spookies. Sounds like a local spot.
Must be. Shows the celebrations happening across the different age groups,
Right. And it wasn't just internal stuff either. The document mentions community connections.
Yeah, the Arts and Education of the Gorge visited. It was part of their Reach Enrichment program.
Okay.
Lacey Sprague gets a specific mention for coordinating it. The idea being these visits broaden horizons, strengthen community ties, that sort of thing.
Makes sense. And then there's the operational side of things, testing.
Always testing at the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
SBAC state testing makeups were wrapping up.
SBAC. That's the smarter bills.
Right, the standardized tests. The document calls it a demanding time, but gives props to student focus and staff adaptability.
Yeah, testing season is tough. But what really jumped out at me was the facility work.
Oh, yeah.
Contractors working a swing shift, 5:00 p.m. to 3:00 a.m.
Whoa. Seriously.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights.
Ooh.
Commitment. Doing major work without disrupting classes.
That's intense. Really shows the behind-the-scenes effort, and the admin side was humming, too.
Looks like it. Loads of meetings listed for the superintendent.
Yeah, Mr. Churchwell had, let's see, Apollo Construction, probably related to that facility work.
Could be.
Human resources with Miss Hathaway, school board meeting, parent bill of rights training.
What's that last one?
Parent bill of rights training. Interesting. And also a Klickitat-Skamania Behavioral Health Network meeting. Plus, the school therapist was on site Tuesday.
So support services are definitely active.
Seems like it. And amidst all this official business, birthdays.
Ah, the personal touch. Hank Sanderson, Kylie Watson, Sativi Azzi. Nice they include that.
It grounds it, doesn't it? Makes it feel like a real community. Oh, and a fourth, fifth grade field trip on Thursday.
Busy week for those grades too. And it all culminates with senior checkout starting Friday.
Yeah, that's a definite signal. The end is nigh for the class of 2025.
Okay, so that sets the stage. An incredibly packed end to May. Now the document looks ahead to the next week, June 2nd to 7th.
Right, the absolute final push. And unsurprisingly, the seniors are like front and center here.
The senior trip definitely catches the eye. Destination, Burbank, California.
Burbank, wow, that's
Yeah.
ambitious. Right before graduation.
Yeah, it starts Monday, they're back Thursday. That's a serious logistical undertaking.
You bet. While they're away, or maybe when they get back, there's the senior sunset event too, scheduled for Wednesday. Time TBD. Another tradition, seems like.
And then Friday is all about the practicalities.
Totally. Graduation rehearsal at 10:00 a.m.,
Okay.
followed by senior final checkout. That's pretty much it for them, academically speaking.
Done and dusted. What about the rest of the school?
Awards keep coming. The 6th through 12th grade awards assembly is on Tuesday. Time also TBD, but recognition continues.
Good, good. And support staff still around.
Yep, school nurse and therapist noted as being on site Monday. Continued support.
And the community and operational stuff doesn't stop either, does it?
Not at all. The Wagip food truck is visiting Thursday morning, 9:00 to 11:00 a.m.
Wagip. That's the community action program, right? Providing resources.
Likely, yeah. Valuable connection there. Also Thursday, another REACH program event, an origami presentation from Fort Vancouver Library.
Origami. Cool. Nice to see enrichment still happening.
Definitely. And that facility work, it continues.
Still going.
Yeah.
Even last week.
Seems so. Concrete pads being poured in the equipment room on Thursday. And Inland Fire is inspecting fire extinguishers on Friday.
Wow. Essential maintenance, right down to the wire.
Got to keep the place safe and running. And Mr. Churchwell's schedule is still packed.
More meetings.
Oh, yeah. REC meeting Monday and Tuesday. Maybe Regional Education Cooperative.
Possibly.
Another Apollo meeting Tuesday. Then a meeting with superintendents from the Gorge, Pacific, and Wauquiakum counties on Wednesday.
Connecting with peers. Important.
Wilbur.
And a DIT meeting on Friday. District IT, maybe. Plus those contractors.
Let me guess. Still on swing shift.
Monday night. Yep. Still going.
Incredible. And we've got more birthdays this week, too.
We do. Javier Ibarra on Wednesday. Delano Hoptowit on Saturday. Keeping that personal connection going.
Okay, so stepping back, looking at these 2 weeks side by side, what's the big picture here? What does this really tell us?
Well, it's the sheer density, isn't it? The complexity of everything happening all at once. It's not just one thing winding down.
No, it's everything. Academics wrapping up the testing, the senior projects.
Right, alongside huge student life events, that Burbank trip, awards.
Uh-huh. And then the operational stuff, the late night construction, the fire inspections.
Plus community connections, the food truck, the library visit, and all the admin oversight, the meetings.
It really drives home how multifaceted running a school is, especially at the end of the year.
Exactly. You see the track meets and the concrete pouring in the same document. It makes you realize how much foundational work, stuff you don't normally see, supports the main educational mission.
Yeah, it's not just teachers and students in classrooms. It's facilities, admin, support staff, community partners, logistics, just everything converging.
And this schedule, because it has those specific details, Burbank, Spookies, the 3 a.m. finish time, the names, it makes it very real. It's not abstract.
No, it's grounded. It gives you a real sense of the energy, the focused effort needed from absolutely everyone to get across that finish line.
It's like a marathon sprint, as you said earlier.
Yeah. Okay, so we've taken this deep dive using this specific schedule from Wishram. It's a fascinating snapshot, really.
It really is. Shows the layers, the energy, the coordination needed.
So to leave you, the listener, with something to think about. Consider that concluding statement from Superintendent Churchwell in the document.
Ah, yes. The children are the key to our success.
Right. So the question is, how does everything we've just pulled out of this schedule, the state tests, the senior trip to Burbank, the 3 a.m. concrete work, the superintendent meetings, how does all of that ultimately connect back to that specific idea?
What does the children are the key to our success actually mean when you see it laid out in the context of these day-to-day, sometimes mundane, sometimes extraordinary activities?
Something to chew on.